This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. Check them out. Now they have a complete collection of agency guns in there, to include the agency classified AR-15. Very highly sought after rifle right now. This past Mother's Day, Barbara Parker, the mother of on-air shooting victim Allison Parker, will be joining the Moms Demand Action to campaign for the very background checks that Allison's attacker passed prior to getting a gun. Allison was a reporter at WDBJ-TV in Virginia. On August 26, she and cameraman Adam Ward were shot and killed by Vester Lee Flanagan during a live television segment. Flanagan passed a background check to acquire his pistol from a gun store. According to Newsweek, Allison's mother, Barbara Parker, will be joining the Bloomberg-funded Moms Demand Attention in New York City this weekend to march for more gun control and law-abiding citizens. Push for expanding background checks to cover more gun sales will be the focus. Currently, background checks are only required at retail outlets, i.e. gun stores. No, actually, they're required by anybody that has an FFL. Okay? So that means that gun shops, they are required. That means at gun shows, they're required. That means online that they're required. Okay? They're marching. They want to cover private sales as well. That's never going to happen. We're never going to allow that to happen, because in order for that to happen, there's going to have to be a registry. The first time the first gun gets confiscated, it's go time. American Spring, hear me? In other words, they're going to be marching to require every would-be gun purchaser to pass the same background check that Flanagan passed to acquire his pistol. Gabrielle Giffords has also been campaigning for background checks since recovering from being shot on January 8, 2011. Her attacker, Jared Lee Loughner, also passed a background check to acquire his gun. So they want background checks, while everybody out there buying guns right now today that has been a bad player passed a background check. Passing a background check guarantees nothing. Being on a gun registry, guarantees nothing. Guarantees nothing at all. Now, in other news, this little ditty caught my eye, and I simply got to bring it up to you, just because this is what this guy's telling. He's telling people about to enter the workforce right now. Secretary of State John F. Kerry told graduating seniors at Northeastern University that they're about to enter a borderless world, and that owing to technology, resistance is futile. Like it's the Borg. He said, for some people, that is all they need to simply climb under the sheets, close their eyes, and push the world away. The future demands from us something more than a nostalgia for some rose-tinted version of the past that did not really exist in any case. You're about to graduate into a complex and borderless world. He was obviously alluding to Donald Trump at a few points in his speech, though he did not name the GOP presumptive nominee, according to an account of the speech by Peter Kasperowitz in The Examiner. He said, "So I think that everything we've lived and learned tells us that we will never come out on top if we accept advice from soundbite salesmen and carnival barkers who pretend the most powerful country on earth can remain great by looking inward and hiding behind walls at a time that technology has made that impossible to do and unwise to even attempt. And shockingly, we even see this attitude from some people who think they ought to be entrusted with the job of managing international affairs." Now, what he didn't explain to the graduates is how they're going to afford the taxes necessary to fund the huge subsidies the United States lavishes on poor immigrants, legal and illegal, including the welfare payment, euphemistically called refundable tax credits, free schooling, food stamps, Obamacare, the other freebies offered to people who never contributed anything to this country but merely showed up at the borderless country. Now, think about what Kerry's saying. He's saying, come one, come all. It is claimed that half of the world's population, some 3 billion people, live on less than $2.50 a day, and that some 1.3 billion live on half that amount, $1.25 a day. In a borderless world, they could be expected to show up and demand all the subsidies the U.S. and the other welfare democracies offer. And then the question becomes, who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay for this, Secretary Kerry? And then before we get out of this segment, Dateline, Vienna, Austria, where the creeping Sharia is creeping. When the Muslims reach a critical threshold in the Sharia population, especially young adult males, they begin enforcing new social rules. And this is happening right now in Western Europe from the refugees from Syria and many other places. So here we have this student attacked by a gang of men who accused police of blaming her because she had blonde hair and sexy clothing. The incident happened when the young woman, identified only by her first name, Sabina, who lives in the capital of Vienna, was waiting for a train in the S6 line at the city's main West Bahnhof station, train station. The 20-year-old, who was hospitalized after the attack by 4 men in which she was beaten and robbed, told the newspapers, "I felt so helpless. I had been standing on the platform waiting for the train when a man came up to me and spoke to me in a foreign language. He then started putting his hands through my hair and made it clear that in his cultural background, there were hardly any blonde women. I told him to go away, and for a short while, he really did go away. But it was only to get his pals, and a bit later, he came back with 3 others. They stole my handbag and my cards, and if that was not enough," she said, "the 4 had then attacked her, bashing her to the ground in a rage before running off." She said that from what they said, she understood they were from Afghanistan, and that as she lay on the floor in the agony, nobody on the platform helped. After being treated at a hospital for bruising to her head, shoulder, and elbow, as well as her spine and hips, she went to the police. There, the police told her that she should change her hair color and should not have been traveling alone after 8 p.m. on public transport. Her fault. She said, "At first I was scared, but now I'm more angry than anything. After the attack, they told me that women shouldn't be alone in the streets after 8 p.m. They also gave me other advice, telling me I should dye my hair dark and also not dress in such a provocative way. Indirectly, that means I was partly to blame for what happened to me. This is a massive insult." This is not an insult. Think of it as the Austrian police admitting that they're helpless to stop this. They can do nothing to help you. When they're helpless and they can't protect against enforcement of alien norms by thugs, then the thugs are going to win. It's called submission. Or in Arabic, Islam. So the compassion demanded by Merkel and the Pope and much of the progressive world amounts to surrender of the West to Islam. This is, after all, a borderless world. There's still time to reverse the submission, but with the arrival of every new young male Muslim and all of those who would acquiesce to support them in this goal, that prospect diminishes. Bear all of that in mind. I know that was a lot to chew on in that segment, but that's okay. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
He live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number get in 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
go to ReactiveGunWorks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunWorks.com. Very shortly, I'm going to start getting some samples to review for you on video. And by the way, whoever gave me that, whoever's given me this, these two thumbs down on my latest video on YouTube, I will find you. I will find you. Just can't stand content creators. Can you? Charles Keating IV, that's the name of this Navy SEAL who was recently killed in combat operations. He was sort of like a real-life Batman. So on behalf of our troops and veterans, it's important to properly honor this 31-year-old millennial who gave the ultimate sacrifice at the hand of the ISIS thugs in Iraq last Tuesday. But, of course, he's been painted as the progeny of a pilferer. You see, the Bronze Star Medal with Combat V recipient courageously took on 125 ISIS fighters and 20 assault vehicles to rescue a handful of U.S. military advisors. All of the advisors escaped, but their rescuer, Keating IV, was fatally hit. For this sacrifice, outlets like CNN honored Keating IV by telling the world he was the grandson of a man who served time for fraud, racketeering, and conspiracy. With headlines like this coming out of the USA Today, U.S. Navy SEAL dies at hands of ISIL, ID'd his grandson of SNL financier Charles Keating. The newspaper devoted the same amount of space or paragraphs to the late SEAL as to his grandfather's involvement in the 1980s savings and loan crisis. NBC and others also were quick to turn a heroic tragedy into blood money. In truth, Keating IV was a celebrated athlete who was so moved by the 9/11 attacks that he gave up a promising track career to enlist. Now, Chelsea Clinton has never taken heat for marrying a man whose father, Edward Mezvinsky, served 5 years in federal prison for 31 charges of felony fraud. Why not? Why hasn't she? But you might be asking, what's new? Hasn't the media always favored the self-serving dynasties over the selfless troops? What's new is that since 2011, the media has taken unprecedented steps to bash our special operations forces, particularly the SEALs. More concerning, the media has recklessly revealed secrets about how and where the SEALs operate. Former Navy SEAL Nick Krauschar said, "I feel it's despicable how everything I read in the media keeps including his grandfather." Instead, he said we should be honoring Keating IV and his sacrifice. But, you know, the media takes their cues from political leadership. And since 2011, the Obama administration has signaled to the media that it's acceptable to endanger, misrepresent, or denigrate the SEALs. Special forces, special operations guys, these are not your run-of-the-mill oath takers. They're cut from a tougher bolt of cloth. I worked with them. I trained with them. I was pleased to be accepted by them. And they deserve more respect. And they deserve more anonymity. Because that is good for our national security, and it's also good for them because they're the instruments that make these things work. As Krauschar puts it, many guys are beside themselves that Iraq is going to the hands of ISIS. We lost a lot of friends over there. Long story short, we do it, become SEALs, because we want to help out. That's almost 300 days of training per year, about 80 hours a week with your hands on your equipment, be it a radio or a gun. We want to be the protector. People don't understand. Some call us robot killers. Most SEALs are actually very humble people. They don't operate very well in the light of day. They are the dark fighters. Spec ops guys are the fittest, most adventurous, and most competitive guys in America. But they're not braggers or drones. They're highly intelligent men who give up life's comforts to take on the world's most dangerous criminals. Half the stuff they do, most people don't want to ever experience. And I'm just talking about when they're not fighting, just in the environment in which they exist. No people wants to do that. Now, people do not want to do most of what they do. 5 years ago this month, on May 1st, 2011, SEAL Team 6 took out Osama bin Laden. 2 days later, the White House, via Vice President Joe Biden, named the SEALs as responsible for killing bin Laden. That was not an off-the-cuff, jolly-jerk remark. It was a prepared speech. That night, then-Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta jumped for a slice of attention, telling PBS it was the SEALs. SEAL Team 6 member who actually shot bin Laden in the forehead and killed him told Esquire that this announcement led the media to invade the neighborhood where Team 6 members live and publicize their addresses and favorite local restaurants and bars to the world. Their backs and those of their families were marked with an X. Why did the Obama administration name SEAL Team 6? Other than Obama was up for re-election and needed an exciting story to distract us from the anemic economy. The more dramatic and dangerous it sounded, after all, the better. After all, Obama's own contribution was making the tough call from the comfort of the Situation Room to utilize SEAL Team 6, a very elite unit of an already elite military force. It's nearly impossible to become a SEAL. And the fact that Team 6 members are superhumans among superhumans were used for this mission make it sound much riskier, impressive, and frankly a little more cool. Al-Qaeda took 3 months to retaliate against them by downing their Chinook helicopter, killing 30 Americans assigned to the SEALs, including 22 SEALs. And ever since 2011, the media has been on a mission to profit from SEAL stories, regardless of the consequences to our country or the SEALs. So slandering the SEALs means cash money. Journalists with zero comprehension of the war cast judgment on our special ops forces as if they were no more human than animated shooters in the video game Call of Duty. Be glad they are human because they become looking at, for you people. SEALs are humans like Batman. They train themselves to be superhuman. SEALs will repeatedly embark on the 3-week and the 2-week missions that take them away from their families. Operating radios and all the GPS equipment operating in the middle of the night, it takes a lot of repetition to be efficient and to be elite. This is not a part-time job, according to Krauschar. SEALs are very loyal to their SEAL brothers. In the training, they apply as much stress as they can. They either say they can or they can't. Charles Keating IV never quit. He just didn't come back alive. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Block and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works. Reactive Gun Works specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is the place where stuff you would never imagine is in stock. Go check them out. Has anybody out there ever heard of Jenna Fisher? I have to admit, I have not. She's out there saying we need to erase this stigma of asking questions about gun violence. Let me say one thing about today's young people, okay? I like YouTube. I'm becoming more and more, I just like shooting video is what it boils down to. And today's YouTube is dominated by a bunch of young people that are very highly innovative, and they're very highly, they figured out a hook. They figured out a hook, and a lot of them, I mean, make a living at recording video. It's called vlogging. However, some of these young people haven't got a clue about the real world in a lot of cases. The very young, for example, haven't got a clue. If anything ever happens to the platform, and, you know, I'll give you an example. One of the things that I noticed when Hickok had his channel yanked down was that the free platform was suddenly taken away. And Hickok has nearly 2 million subscribers. I mean, he's in a league. To make $30,000 at YouTube alone, you have to not get any copyright strikes, which I get them all the time because I use music in my video. And then you have to appeal to their, you have to fall in line with their terms of service. And you have to get 100,000 views a day to make $30,000. 100,000 views a day. So, you know, that's a bunch of views per year. Hickok easily does this. He probably does it two or three different times per day because he is one of the higher subscribed YouTubers out there today. And he has one of the best reputations out there. I know a couple of others that have equally as good a reputation. For some reason, he's just bigger. When that was taken from him, he did what he had to do to get back on it. He took care of business. But, would one of these young people to be able to do this? Now, is Jenna Fisher one of these young people? She was living in London last year with her family for 6 months while shooting a show called You, Me, and the Apocalypse. And to her, the news back home in America seemed grim and continued to be dominated by tragic mass shootings, which are actually very, very rare. Her British colleagues would quiz her on what was really going on over there. They would ask me, is it really true? Can you just go into a store and buy a gun? Why? Why would you allow this? Aren't you scared? She tried to explain the Second Amendment, trying to answer their questions, but as the reports increased, she became unnerved by what felt like an epidemic of violence in our country that didn't seem to affect other countries that had been exposed to the same movies and video games. Where were you staying at in England? England is the most violent country in the world. Among the industrialized nations, the developed nations, 2,000 acts of violence per 100,000, five times as many as here in the United States. Fisher's research, of course, led her to the Brady Center. They are very moderate, responsible, and comprehensible organization, and I decided that this was a group I wanted to work with. She then joined a chorus or a number of actors and industry types at their organization's event, which honored Bill Clinton, Oscar-winning producer Day-Day Gardner, and philanthropist David Bonnet. Prior to the gala, she opened up to the Hollywood Reporter about her perspective on the issue of gun violence in America and what can be done to curb the mass shootings. She was asked, you mentioned investigating solutions. What are some that you found to be more feasible? She answered, here's something I didn't know when people were asking about gun laws in America. I thought, well, we have that background check law. Why isn't that solving the problem? We passed a law where you have to have a mandatory background check and the criminals shouldn't be getting guns. But what I didn't know was that the law didn't include internet gun sales or gun sales at gun shows and that those sales make up 40% of all gun sales. So 40% of all gun sales have no background check. So if you're a terrorist, you could just come to America and buy a gun on the internet. So all the responsible, well-meaning gun owners are going to their gun dealer and doing their background checks, but the criminals are just getting in the other lines and buying their guns the other way. I thought that the single best, most immediate thing we could do would be to finish a job that the Brady Act started. Having background checks on all gun sales seems like a totally reasonable thing to me. She's an idiot. She did not do her research at all. She wanted to be a gun grabber, so she looked the first place that said something that agreed with her already predetermined opinion. Next question. It seems as though Hollywood is slow to get behind the issue of gun violence. Is this something that you discuss with your peers? She said, you know, it's such a weird question for me to answer because I am an actor, but I don't consider myself a Hollywood insider. I don't consider myself as a part of that group. This, for me, is a very individual cause, and when I decide to commit to something, I commit and I follow it through. My peers are the moms in the pickup lines at my son's school, and I make sure to say things like, before I drop my son off on a play date, I say, do you have a gun in your house? And how do you keep it stored? It's the same thing if I drop my son off on a play date and I see a swimming pool. I'll say, do you have a gate for that? I feel like asking those questions is okay. We need to erase the stigma of asking questions to protect our children. Hollywood Reporter comes back. It seems so common sense, but I would imagine a lot of people don't do that. She said, I get drawn into this issue through the mass reporting of mass shootings, but those don't even comprise the majority of gun deaths in America. There's a lot of crime guns on our streets that could be off our street if we shut down these bad apple gun dealers, licensed gun dealers that sell to criminals. We should shut them down. if it's that phrase, one bad apple ruins a bunch. Well, 5% of gun dealers are creating a horrible stigma for the 95% of business owners who are doing business by the book, and we need to shut down the bad apple gun dealers who are putting guns in the street and in the hands of criminals, but not doing background checks and selling to people who don't pass the background checks. You don't need a new law for that. You just need to shut them down. Last question to her. Let's talk about the election. Hillary Clinton has been supportive of new restrictions on guns in America, while Donald Trump hasn't been as vocal. Does that make you nervous about this election? If you look at the people that are still in the race as of this interview, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders, if you are a single-issue voter, then Hillary Clinton is the person on this issue that has done the most in terms of making progress on this area. If this is a single issue that you would be wanting to use for your voting, then this would be it. Yeah, it's going to work out that way, lady. This is her. Okay, Jenna Fisher. I'm going to tell you what Jenna Fisher is. Jenna Fisher is a puppet. And the Brady campaign has their hand up her fourth point of contact, and they're making her mouth move and speaking because she's doing nothing but mimicking their talking points. Mimicking their talking points. Internet gun sales and gun shows don't have background checks. That's what she's saying. She's saying that today... And, you know, they made a, you know, all she has to do is a little research. She needs to go check out, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald actually got his gun via mail order. And they shut that down. They shut it down. So, I believe that's what happened with that. But you don't get guns delivered directly to your house. It has to originate with an FFL. It has to be sent to an FFL. When it gets to the FFL, then you have to go there. And before you take it from the FFL, guess what? You got to take a background check. You may have already paid for it. And you got to pay him for the transfer. But before you pick up anything, out comes the Form 4473. And you'll be filling that sucker out. So, you know. And they gave her press. They gave her press. Vacuous, empty vessel with blonde hair. Swear to God. I'm going to go cry for our species. I'll be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. You're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. NYPD, as of April 7th this year, NYPD officers will be allowed to select a new adaptation of the excellent Springfield XDS 9mm for off-duty and backup carry. This is the small single sack that is making the rounds like so many others are, which, you know, it's a new evolution in guns that is being brought about by more concealed carry. The XDS series has earned its place in the civilian sector as concealment handgun. So they're adapting a widely accepted, well-established brand. But this is quite a process for both the NYPD and the manufacturer. The process is based on a policy that has attracted criticism from many in the firearms training sector, you see. The XDS adapted by Springfield for NYPD is not entirely the same XDS that you'll see in your local gun store. What they have in common is a packable 0.9-inch profile, 23-ounce weight, and standard inclusion of both 7- and 8-round magazines. Both versions have a 3.3-inch hammer-forged carbon steel barrel treated with melanite. The differences between the standard and the NYPD models of the XDS are a result of work by NYPD's Firearms and Tactics Unit with Springfield to develop a firearm that meets NYPD specifications. The unit then tested the firearms as part of the approval process. Springfield says the performance of the new guns is unchanged by the adaptations made to the disconnector and grip safety spring to bring the gun into compliance with the NYPD 12-pound trigger pull. That's a requirement there. The normal XDS trigger pull is roughly half as heavy. It's about 5.5, 6 pounds. It's the same kind of trigger as you would find on a Glock, where the same trigger pull is exhibited with each round going down range. This is a 23-ounce gun. How much does it weigh? Let me see. 23-ounce gun holding 8 rounds. I don't know how much that makes it weigh. 23-ounce gun with a 12-pound trigger pull. Drink that in. No doubt this will be adapted by quite a few guys. It's a small gun. The heavy trigger pull is what draws the consternation from many instructors and shooters who blog. It's no secret that accuracy becomes more elusive with a heavy trigger pull. It became a hot topic in August 2012 when officers pursued and shot a man who just murdered a former coworker at the Empire State Building. As he fled down a sidewalk, he opened fire on police. He did not have, by the way, a New York trigger. 9 civilians were injured as a result of the police rounds that missed their mark during the shootout. Former police officer, well-known instructor John S. Farnham, great instructor of Defense Training International, said regarding the incident, their 12-pound trigger-equipped Glocks via the mandatory New York 2 trigger modification are surely not conducive to accuracy. Under the same circumstances, I'm not sure I would have done any better. That's because it's insane to put a 12-pound trigger on a gun that weighs that much. It just simply is. You're going to put a 12-pound trigger on a gun that weighs what? 2 pounds? 6 times as much as the gun weighs. Do you think that's going to stay on target? Do you think that's going to be really easy? I watched in the concealed carry permit class that I took, I watched a young lady shooting a 5-shot Smith 6.42. And that gradual pull of the trigger for her was killing her. It wrecked her hand. I told her Glock 19 over and over again. It killed her. Now, urban environments are very unforgiving in a ballistic event such as the one that Farnham's report on the incident says 3 of the injuries were a result of a direct impact. Other injuries were incurred by ricocheting bullets and spatter coming from rounds. So, 12-pound trigger, y'all. Now then, as we get ready to go away, now I've already talked about Facebook one time. Here's something else. What's this guy's name? Is it Jonah Bennett? I think that might be who it is. A former journalist who used to work at Facebook has revealed that news curators at the social media company regularly block conservative stories from trending. In an interview with Gizmodo, published Monday morning, this former journalist said the stories about CPAC, Mitt Romney, and Rand Paul, among other topics, were not allowed to trend on Facebook, despite the fact that these stories met all the criteria for a story to be listed as highly influential. In fact, not only did news curators apparently block conservative news sites, they also regularly boosted unpopular stories into the trending news feed so as to push a narrative. This practice occurs even though Facebook maintains its It only curates stories that become popular on their own. The former curator told Gizmodo, depending on who was on shift, things would be blacklisted or trending. I'd come on shift and I'd discover that CPAC or Mitt Romney or Glenn Beck or popular conservative topics wouldn't be trending because either the curator didn't recognize the news topic or it was like they had a bias against Ted Cruz. I believe it had a chilling effect on conservative news. Whenever a conservative news outlet would break a story, curators would see if they could find the same story on other more liberal sites. They would then link that site instead of the conservative one. However, this practice was a function of individual bias at Facebook rather than the result of a directive coming from management, with the exception of instructions to make stories trend that weren't popular enough to do so on their own. Facebook got a lot of pressure about not having a trending topic for Black Lives Matter, the curator told Gizmodo. They realized it was a problem, and they boosted it in the ordering. They gave it preference over other topics. When we injected it, everyone started saying, yeah, now I'm seeing it as number one. A previous piece from Gizmodo found that these curators were contractors, not employees, when hired from elite Ivy League schools, in addition to other private schools from the East Coast. Facebook had little to say in response to the story. Gizmodo broke last Tuesday, commenting, "We don't comment on rumor or speculation." As with all contractors, the trending review team contractors are fairly compensated and receive appropriate benefits. They're manipulating the narrative. How many people know people that live on Facebook? Huh? How many people go to Facebook? How many people go to Facebook looking to see if they got any notifications? I get a lot of notifications on mine, but I've got a lot of quote unquote friends on mine. So, some of these people actually know, some of these people that listen to the show or something or want to know more about the show. So, that part of it, you know, that doesn't bother me that much. But what does bother me is that they would get out there and purposefully manipulate what's supposed to be a free-flowing amount. They're not supposed to be involved. They're supposed to be gatekeepers, not traffic cops. So, if it surprises you that Facebook is, I don't know, trying to steer you, don't be. But then again, if you're on Facebook, if whatever the reason is you're on Facebook, just let that be your reason. You don't have to participate in that stuff. I don't. There's, you know, for all this stuff they get out there and say they're trying to influence this and they're trying to do that. I'm not that weak-minded. That's why I don't care about anything they put on TV. I don't listen to any advertising except mine because I'm the one writing it and I know that I'm telling you the truth. I sleep well at night. So, all of that notwithstanding, Facebook, big deal. Big deal about Facebook. But they're liberals. They are liberals. And don't worry about them blocking out gun stuff and all this other stuff. At least we got one guy in there that's trying to run interference. And, you know, give them time. In time, Facebook will begin to diminish. Look at MySpace. MySpace was first. And there are people today that have MySpace pages. Facebook is not going to be here forever. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.